The Justice Department says 83-year-old Josias Kumpf stood guard with orders to shoot anyone who tried to escape a massacre at a Polish labor camp in 1943. The SS ordered the deaths of an estimated 8,000 Jews at the Trebniki camp. Eli Rosenbaum directs the Justice Department's Office of Special Investigations. He says even though Kumpf may not have shot anyone, he deserved to be deported.
The courts found that the government established that he participated in the persecution of innocent civilians during World War II, and that he helped prevent the escape of prisoners who were being held under inhumane, indeed lethal, conditions.
Rosenbaum also says Kumpf lied about his World War II record when he came to the U.S. from Austria in 1956. Rosenbaum says even though Kumpf is elderly, he should not be given a break because he came to the U.S. illegally.
There's nothing in his past that indicates that he should be given a pass on enforcement of U.S. immigration law.
The Milwaukee Jewish Council for Community Relations says it has followed Kumpf's case over the last few years. Executive Director Paula Simon says World War II atrocities like the Holocaust are still very important.
We will celebrate Yom HaShoah this month, the commemoration of the Holocaust, and perhaps 750 or 1,000 people will come together to remember that date. They will never forget it.
Simon says deporting Josias Kumpf is part of the pursuit of justice. Kumpf argued that as a teenager from Serbia, he was forced to work for the Nazis. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.